Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line right now is Attorney Paul Cambria talking about today's impeachment inquiry. And Paul, we bring you in because it's kind of a weird situation when you're dealing with these impeachment inquiries and the proceedings that go on in Washington. Because in one sense, it is kind of like a legal proceeding. And if it rises to the level of impeachment, it would be a trial of sorts, but it's definitely not like a trial that would take place in a courtroom, right?
Well, true. It's all politics. Right now, Congress is Democratic, so they have the ability to vote for impeachment, which means it's kind of the equivalent of an indictment, a charge, if you will. Then it goes to the Senate, and the Senate's a Republican. So the chances of the Senate voting guilty on impeachment are slim. As a Republican, you know, you'd expect to vote according to the party call. So it's politics. It's not like a court of law.
What is the, I guess, legal definition of impeachment?
Well, impeachment really is simply removing somebody from office by virtue of congressional action. You know, there are two stages. The charge occurs in the House and the trial occurs in the Senate.
Now, what we're going to see, though, it's going to be a little bit of a mix of both these things, the actual facts that matter and all of this grandstanding. Now, you've argued in front of a lot of judges and juries. How much of that grandstanding do you usually have to do in terms of explaining it so people might get on your side? And how much of that are you expecting to see today, where kind of the people asking the questions will be maybe grandstanding to the American people?
Well, it's a totally different situation in the courtroom. I mean, you don't grandstand. You might emphasize things and do it in such a way that catches attention and becomes persuasive. But in congressional situations, we see it all the time. Supposedly, senators or congresspeople are supposed to be asking questions, and then they'll do, you know, 5 minutes of a speech. And at the end of it, it'll be, don't you agree, kind of thing. So it's a totally different world.
Yeah, like a spectacle. Paul, will witnesses in this case be sworn in?
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody's sworn in. Who testifies, there'll be exhibits, there'll be, you know, all of that sort of thing. It'll be kind of a mock judicial proceeding, but not a real one.
Do you think people are going to have a hard time sorting through, you know, what is fact, to what the good questions are, and what is just kind of everything else that they're talking about just so they can get the public on their side?
Yeah, I think we see that all the time with lately, especially lately, with all the politics in Washington. I mean, it's ad nauseum. The question is, you know, how the American people will perceive this, whether it'll help the Democrats get elect a president or whether or not it'll hurt them, you know, et cetera. I mean, that's really what we're looking at.
How are you going to take this in?
Well, I'll probably just read about it, you know, online. I'm not that interested. The political part of it leaves me cold.
You mean you don't have time to spend 6 hours in front of a TV on a weekday?
Yeah. Well, not listening to people, you know, posturing and all that. That part's pretty rough.
Hey, right. Paul, we appreciate it very much. That's Paul Cambria, our legal expert, joining us live here on WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!